This is Al Simpson. It's long overdue time to separate fact from fiction on Clinton's so-called stimulus plan. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, for Clinton, honesty is not always his best policy. In a budget that acclaims honesty, Clinton is taking credit for $123 billion in savings over the next 5 years, savings already approved in the 90 budget accord. We should not raise taxes twice to get back the same spending cuts. As for Republicans coming up with specific cuts, okay, a deal. Let's start by cutting his proposed $180 billion in new spending. I'm ready. Ted, President Clinton has set out to do what no snake oil peddler has ever achieved. He wants Americans to buy the biggest heap of damaged goods ever, the same old goods that Americans sent to the junkyard in 1980. Working Americans are now being told that for as little as $17 a month, they can buy a balanced budget and secure their future. But like so many phony advertising claims, what you see is not what you get. Shameful.
Al, you're too negative. Stop that Republican carping and naysaying. The Clinton proposal is the best economic plan the country's had in 12 years. It's also the fairest plan, which is something no one ever said about Reaganomics and all those tax cuts for the rich and phony budget gimmicks that landed us in the current mess. The Clinton plan's reception by the American people has been overwhelmingly favorable. They understand the need for tough measures to get the economy out of the ditch and back onto the right track of economic growth and deficit reduction. Sure, it's got some new spending, Al, but that's for investment in critical, long-neglected areas like jobs, education, housing, and immunization for children. The plan's also got real spending cuts, 2.5 times deeper than the increases. Give President Clinton credit, Al. He's beating you Republican budget cutters at your own game. Al Simpson and I would like to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.